Now, an interfaith group in Milwaukee has launched a new campaign called We All Belong. They say their primary goals are to protect democracy, build community, and reject what they see as a rising tide of Christian nationalism. The campaign defines Christian nationalism as, quote, a political ideology that merges Christian and American identities. According to the group, which includes a number of Christian faith leaders and others, Christian nationalism is not in keeping with the foundational teachings of the Christian faith, such as rejecting wealth and power or caring for the poor and marginalized. Two of those Christian faith leaders join us now to talk about why they believe opposing Christian nationalism is so important and urgent. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think is the role of faith in civic life? What would you like to see from local religious leaders? Do you have concerns, as our guests do, about what appears to be a rise in Christian nationalism? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Pastor Richard D. Shaw is president of Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, known as MICA, and pastor at St. Matthew Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. Pastor Shaw, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Also with us, Bishop Paul Erickson, Bishop of the Greater Milwaukee Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Bishop Erickson, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much. Good to be with you.
Pastor Shaw, can you talk about what led you and the members of MICA to take up Christian nationalism as a major issue right now?
Yes. Thank you again for having us. We look across our country and observe things that are going on, and we see this rise in Christian nationalism and the danger that it imposes on the lives of people who do not fit under that umbrella. And MICA is an interfaith organization, so we are a community of our own. And so when we witness these things that are happening in our country, it just behooved us to get involved with this. And we understand the threat of Christian nationalism and the danger that it not only brings to our democracy, but also to people as a whole.
And Bishop Erickson, could you talk about your involvement with MICA and with this effort against Christian nationalism?
Yeah, thank you so much. I've been involved with MICA in various capacities over the years. And as we saw the rise in hate crimes and violence against non-Christian groups, our Jewish and Muslim and Sikh siblings, the kind of anti-immigrant rhetoric that was on the rise, both locally and across the country, it seemed to me that we needed to stand up and stand together and say very clearly that this is a country built on diversity of opinions and belief and faiths, that we can all work together to make this world a place in which, indeed, we all belong.
And Pastor Shaw, can you talk about the membership of MICA and the We All Belong effort? You're both leaders in Christian denominations. Can you talk about the mix in this group?
Yes. Again, we're interfaith. We have congregations from Muslim congregations, Jewish congregations. We have Buddhists. We have across the board. So we really do aim to build this community where, although we may have some differences in our traditions, but we find this common place that we meet, and it's around justice and standing up for those things that threaten our democracy and people, and those things that go against the very fabric of America. When we talk about freedom of religion, we live that out through MICA in terms of creating a community where we respect one another and our different beliefs.
Bishop Erickson, I know that within congregations, it isn't always a popular decision for faith leaders to get involved in politics one way or another. What kind of response have you gotten from your congregation with your involvement in this effort?
Well, as I've received nothing but supportive comments in the recent weeks, especially since the press conference that we held to kick this off last week, Thursday. And I think it's important to recognize that even though we strongly encourage people of all faiths and of no faith to engage in the civic arena, to engage in politics, we certainly need to avoid being partisan in that regard, favoring one side over the other or one politician over the other. But certainly Christians need to engage and use our voices to influence the way our world is shaped, to create the beloved community in which all people have what they need to live a full and dignified life.
We're talking to Bishop Paul Erickson with the Greater Milwaukee Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and Pastor Richard D. Shaw with the St. Matthew Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. They're both part of the group MICA and the campaign We All Belong, raising concerns about Christian nationalism in the United States. You can join in with your thoughts, your questions for our guests at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Pastor Shaw, getting into specific concerns about the ideas of Christian nationalism, as I understand it, you and your fellow Christian members of this group are concerned that there's a misuse, I guess, of the Christian name, of the Christian identity going on here. What are your concerns?
Yes. The first concern is that when you misrepresent something, it can be very dangerous. It also can lead people into being involved in something that they may not necessarily realize that they're involved in. What I mean by that is when you take an ideology and you wrap it in a faith's name, such as Christianity, some may only hear the word Christian and begin to take part of it, not realizing the agenda that is attached to that. I oftentimes say that it's an agenda that is wrapped up in Christian language that is very dangerous and alarming. And so one of the things that MICA strives to do is to bring this awareness to our congregation. And when I say congregations, not just Christian congregations, but congregations across the board, to bring this awareness, to be able to recognize it and then see how we can come together to combat this.
I want to give a listen to a Southern Baptist, longtime Southern Baptist leader, Russell Moore, recently removed as a leader within the Southern Baptist Convention. He was speaking in an interview with NPR's All Things Considered earlier this week about why he's concerned about the direction of his faith community.
Well, it was the result of having multiple pastors tell me essentially the same story about quoting the Sermon on the Mount, parenthetically, in their preaching. Turn the other cheek. To have someone come up after and say, where did you get those liberal talking points? And what was alarming to me is that in most of these scenarios, when the pastor would say, I'm literally quoting Jesus Christ, the response would not be, I apologize. The response would be, yes, but that doesn't work anymore. That's weak. And when we get to the point where the teachings of Jesus himself are seen as subversive to us, then we're in a crisis.
I wanted to get your reactions to that. Bishop Erickson, first of all, what do you think hearing that anecdote related?
Well, that resonates with my own experience hearing pastors who were invited to preach on the Beatitudes because it came up in the assigned series of readings shortly after the inauguration of our previous president, and they were accused of going down a liberal path. So that does definitely resonate with our experience in our congregations. And I think we really need to remember that the scripture focuses on love of neighbor and that there are many different ways to love our neighbor, but we have to be involved in the civic arena and involved in caring for the least, the lost, and those people who are cast out.
And Pastor Shaw, your thoughts of what we heard from Russell Moore there?
Yes, we've experienced that within our denomination as well. A predominantly Black organization, but oftentimes what you hear is the language of evangelical thoughts and ideas that comes forth. And so, yes, those conversations take place within our denomination, especially when you are dealing with topics that are very sensitive politically, such as abortion and same-sex marriage. And so when you begin to bring the Bible in and condemn people because of how you interpret scripture, that leads to more division.
We're talking to Pastor Richard D. Shaw and Bishop Paul Erickson from the group Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope about their newly launched campaign against Christian nationalism. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you belong to a religious community? How are issues of politics dealt with within your congregation? Are they dealt with within your congregation? Do you want to see faith leaders get involved in advocating on issues? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Bishop Paul Erickson and Pastor Richard D. Shaw from the group Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope about their campaign to oppose Christian nationalism. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Does your faith affect your politics, how you vote, how you get involved maybe in advocating for or against things? Do you want to see faith leaders take stances on these issues? Are you concerned about Christian nationalism? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Chris is with us in Black River Falls. Chris, hi.
Hi. While listening to the conversation here, and I can sympathize with the guest's point of view, I am glad to see everybody in my community to be the best person in that part of that community that they can possibly be. But on the other hand, I am diametrically opposed to the injection of one's faith into politics in any form. I feel that we must use kind of a logic and reason-based approach to politics, and one's religion is their own personal beliefs. They're welcome to it. But as a community, we must make the best informed decision that we can, not based in fact, not on faith.
Chris, thanks for the call. Based on fact, not in faith. Pastor Shaw, what do you think of what Chris had to say?
You know, I think it's almost impossible, and this is just my view, to separate our faith from any decisions that we make in life. Although we know that we don't want our faith to control others, but how we respond. And so when we're looking at Christian nationalism, again, and I use this word dangerous because it is because if you have a certain group who's interpreting scripture in a way that is oppressive and it's a way that in a way that is exclusive, you have to have that conversation along those lines. So if one is using their version of Christianity for a political movement, and the church is not just the church, but congregations, the faith community is real, then we also have to pull from our belief systems, not trying to control government, but at least sending the message that we should make our decisions in a caring and compassionate way.
Thanks for that call, Chris. And Bishop Erickson, that reminds me, one of the themes in the We All Belong campaign is breaking the silence. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think we sometimes interpret the fact that my faith is my personal belief is that I should remain silent in the public arena. I do believe that my faith impacts every single thing I do, so I cannot engage in the public arena without bringing my faith. I cannot, however, impose my faith on others. And so as I engage in those conversations, I need to speak my truth, but then I need to listen to the other truths. So our congregations, I think, are too often afraid to talk about potentially controversial topics, and they just want to push those aside and sweep them under the rug and let's just sing happy songs and not go down any controversial road. I think we need to have these robust conversations in our congregations and in our communities so that we can listen to and learn from each other.
Let's go to another caller now. Garrett is with us in Wausau. Garrett, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. I've talked to many other Christians who are kind of saddened by what seems to be the co-opting of their religion with politics. And so I'm wondering how you separate the use of religion within politics, or perhaps the co-opting of religious beliefs within politics, with Christian nationalism specifically. Thank you.
Garrett, thanks for the call, Pastor Shaw. I think, Garrett, wondering, you know, how could you be involved? How could you bring your Christianity into politics without crossing the line into what you see happening in Christian nationalism?
Well, it's more so for me living it out. You live it out, and the message is sent through how we respond to situations in life, how we look at society. And again, it's about creating a beloved community. It's not about imposing. As Bishop Erickson said, it's not about controlling, but it is about sending a message that we can coexist, that we can live together, and we can bring our faith into this. And as a matter of fact, I want to be clear that there are those that side with us. They may not necessarily be a part of Michael, which they're welcome in terms of taking a stance with us, who are atheists. It's all about addressing an issue that uses Christianity to push a political agenda to control society. So, and that's where the religious community has to step up to speak against this.
Thanks again for that call. Bishop Erickson, one of the concerns raised in the press conference we mentioned earlier is that you see Christian nationalism potentially as a threat to democracy, to our representative form of government in the United States. Can you connect the dots for us?
I'll do my best. I think there is a fear that when one tries to communicate that in order to be a good American, you have to be Christian, and that Americans should be led by Christians only, that's a dangerous path to go down. And that is contrary to our understanding of a healthy democracy in which people of all faiths and no faiths engage together in the public arena, sharing their views and working together. My view in public engagement is shaped by the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. We are called to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. We have forgotten that third one so often. We are too many folks are lack humility in the public arena.
We are talking to Bishop Paul Erickson and Pastor Richard D. Shaw, both with the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, looking at their campaign to draw attention to concerns about Christian nationalism. It's called We All Belong. Back to your calls now. Jane is with us in Oconomowoc. Jane, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. One thing that I would like to point out, my faith tells me that Jesus was radical. He was radically inclusive, radically supportive, radically loving of everyone, including those who did not love him. And so I, as a Christian, must live out my faith with that radical idea that everyone belongs and everyone deserves a voice.
Jane, thanks for the call. Pastor Shaw.
Yes, I could not agree with her more. Oftentimes we want to present Christ in a way that, and I'll just say dominant society or Christianity has shaped this image of having to be a certain way in order to be Christian. But the thing about it is, Jesus commanded us to love our neighbors, commanded us to love our neighbors, and his work while he existed here definitely spoke against even the powers that existed at that time. And so, as a faith community today, and I'm drawing from my Christian belief, is that we have to do the same. We have to do the same. And so I do agree with the call.
And Bishop Erickson, your reaction?
I would just say amen. We are called to be radically inclusive, and that means listening to and engaging with folks from all different perspectives. I mean, even within the Christian faith, there is a strong diversity of opinions and views. We don't always agree on everything, even within our own house. So we need to engage in deep, deep listening and conversation, starting from a premise that everyone belongs and everyone's voice matters.
Pastor Shaw, do you see room for a group like yours to talk to leaders who might put themselves in this Christian nationalist camp, or whether they call it by that name or not? Do you see opportunity for a productive dialogue?
I would hope. And that's going to be the key, productive dialogue and sitting down and being willing to hear one another. Although I'm somewhat skeptical, but I do believe that it is possible. And that's what we have to do. We have to try to get people to come to the table and talk about it. Because again, it goes back to my first statement. I do think that there are some people who subscribe to it without all of the details and not realizing what they have involved themselves into, because they want to be faithful, and I put that in quotations, to what they believe.
I want to talk about some recent unfortunate trends in Wisconsin. We see year after year, unfortunately, yet another report released finding that anti-Semitic incidents in particular on the rise in Wisconsin for the seventh consecutive year. Bishop Erickson, I know there are Jewish leaders prominent in your movement as well. What do you talk to your congregation about specifically when it comes to anti-Semitic incidents?
Well, certainly we need to stand with our Jewish siblings and stand against anti-Semitism and hatred of all forms. There just recently some flyers that were handed out in the community of Sussex, and we need to find ways to stand with our folks and recognize that we are all children of the same loving God. And we cannot be driven by fear and hatred and a misunderstanding of difference. We need to embrace difference. And even if we don't understand one another, we can stand together and work together.
And in just our last minute or so, Pastor Shaw, on a practical level, what is in the coming year for this campaign?
We just want to make sure that we get as many congregations involved as possible. The idea is that if we can bring this awareness, and then that will begin the process of addressing it. Just keeping focus on the idea of building a beloved community. And it's the community that Dr. Martin Luther King spoke about, not one that is exclusive, but one that is inclusive, diverse, and it welcomes and embodies all people.
Pastor Shaw, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Bishop Erickson, thanks for being with us. Thank you. We've been talking to Pastor Richard Shaw, president of Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, known as MICA, and pastor at St. Matthew Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, and Bishop Paul Erickson, bishop of the Greater Milwaukee Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Been talking about their interfaith work, speaking out against white Christian nationalism, which they see as a major political issue ahead of the 2024 presidential election.